time with Love me, and I turn it back over and of who it belonged to. God bless you is my prayer. God bless you. I turned it over now. I was on time. It wasn't like Tuesday. I stayed in my element. Amen. I don't want nobody to say mother went over. I was on time. Amen.
God bless you, mother. God bless you. That's our mother to the nation.
Amen.
Patricia Stern. Amen. God bless her. Now, her birthday, is Sunday, the 31st. Amen. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get a gift, either Cash App or Walmart or through the mail some way to send a gift to her for her birthday. Amen. Cash App is Bishop, well, the dollar sign first. Put the dollar sign and then push Bishop Patricia Stern. And her name will pop up. Dollar sign, Bishop Patricia Stern. Send her a wonderful gift. And then if you're going to Walmart, just go to the money center in Walmart. Ask them where it is. They'll tell you. You go in there and tell them you want to send some money. And they'll ask you the name. Tell them Patricia Stern. I don't think they use titles in Walmart. So just say Patricia Stern. Ask to match her license, amen, Patricia Stern, and send her a gift that way to Patricia Stern and the state of Illinois. The city is North Chicago, but the state is Illinois. Meaning if you send it to Illinois, she'll be able to get it any Walmart in Illinois, amen. That's in North Chicago, Illinois, but Patricia Stern. Amen. Now, the address, send it to Bishop Patricia Stern, or you can put prayer ambassador, Patricia Stern, Stern, S-T-E-R-N. And the address is 2037 Green Bay Road, Green, G-R-E-E-N-B-A-Y Road. And the city is North Chicago, Illinois. Now, make sure you put North Chicago. There's a difference in Chicago and North Chicago. North Chicago, comma, Illinois. And the zip code now, 60064. A blessing now, and let the Lord bless you. See, you're sowing into your future when you bless people. Amen. Some people, you wonder why your harvest and come yet. Well, you didn't sow anything in your future 20 years ago, 10 years ago. You didn't sow. You have to sow into your future. Amen. And some of y'all have a habit, of a daily habit of sowing nothing. And guess what? Your future is going to look like. It's going to be mighty, mighty bleak and your inheritance and your harvest is going to be very, very, very slim. Why? Because you didn't sow anything into your future. So, and you'll see what I'm talking about in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. We had a great day today. I don't know if Dr. Hagen is still there, but I always enjoy her doing my promo at the beginning. Amen. I didn't quite get a chance to do it like we normally do it today, but God bless you. I appreciate you, Dr. Hagen, and all of you who are on the line, all of our international audience, all of our local audience, all of our national audience. Amen. And I'm going to be writing our history of First Fruit. I've got it written once or twice, but I'm going to refresh it and write the history of First Fruits. You'll be interested to hear all of our history. Amen. We got a lot of great things that are happening on. This is the ministry that is teaching the world to thank God 1,000 times a day. Amen. All in foreign countries, teaching them how to thank God 1,000 times a day. We've had our Mother to the Nation call that thing. And one day she thanked him 10,000 times in one day. So
Bob,
we are,
Amen. Praise the Lord. One day I'm going to tell you how I'm doing this. Amen. I didn't mean to interrupt, sir, but I've grown from that. That's been about 7 or 8 years ago. Amen. I've grown from that.
Thank you. But we are the ministry that is teaching people all over the world how to thank God at least 1,000 times a day. He does more than that for us. Every day he does more than that.
Amen.
And I preach that message how he gives us 1,000,000 miracles a day. It is true.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us at least 1,000,000 miracles a day. Amen. And we want to take him for granted. No, no, don't take him for granted. He's the one who's blessing you all day long. Amen. And then we're the ministry. And not only that, we picked up pleading the blood of Jesus. We got even the young people, the youth prayer ambassadors, they're pleading the blood of Jesus. Instead of learning how to sell drugs, instead of learning how to smoke cigarettes and to take a drink and all that kind of stuff, we teach them how to plead the blood of Jesus. And this is the ministry teaching people how to thank God so much. I mean, really, really thank him. Talking about thanking until the music starts playing through the music, so bringing you down and the music controlling how people thank God. No, no, no. I'm talking about we are thanking God in phenomenal terms. And this is the ministry now that picked up telling God, we believe you, Lord. We believe you. Amen. That's where it's coming from this ministry. We believe you, Lord. We believe you. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing. And I want to have words. I know we came off the fast with the, oh, my God, a powerful anointing. And Dr. Judy Hagen normally has our Thursdays. This is normally her day. But Dr. Hagen, come on. And have words here before we close today. Are you there, Dr. Julie Hagen?
Praise God. Good morning. Yes, Sir Chief, we are here. We're live on air, and we just want to thank God for you and Dr. Betty. Oh, yes, hallelujah, mother to the nation. Thank God for everyone, all the ambassadors, to everybody, name by name, mm-hmm. one by one, wherever you're from. We certainly do appreciate you, and we appreciate this great work and all that God is doing. Definitely appreciate the fast and all of the victory and triumphs that God is doing. And, oh, my goodness, the all-night shut-in, every person who ministered, I'm telling you, it was just so phenomenal. We thank God because we're so blessed and so rich. And for all those that are listening, we just want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank all those that are working behind the scenes, and we just want to say thank you. Thank God for what's happening also with all of the friends that are over there in New Orleans, how the saints here have been praying, Chief, and the saints have been praying, and we are receiving some victory praise reports, and we will continue to pray that all of you will have survived and been blessed throughout what happened on last night. I understand the storm, but a lot of you are yet able to give God praise, and we want to thank God for that. Thank you so much, Chief, mm-hmm. and I want to thank Mother to the Nation. My goodness, what a powerful word, and my goodness, Chief Ambassador, what an extra, extra powerful word. We're just enjoying. The audience is here. We are live on this is just so great. We don't want to break the anointing at all. We'll just continue with the flow. Thank you, sir, and we are here. It's back to you.
God bless you. Please give Bishop Hagen our regards. Amen. Thank God for him, too. And for all of you on the front line, I'm getting ready to write that history and rewrite it about how First Fruit started with four people. Four people. We just followed the Lord, and the Lord has taken us from four. And now I understand through the blog talk that we have 1.9 billion. I didn't say million. I said B, like boy. Billion. Listeners. Amen. God has done it all, and we give him the glory. Amen. And we're going to write that history and get it so that people will know what the Lord did for us and how he did it. Amen. Nobody could have done it but the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to just appoint all of you who are prayer ambassadors. I want you to take this another thing I want you to have. I want you all to be what we call public relations ambassadors. I want you to help me get the word out about First Fruits, public relations. Talk about it, amen, because I preached the message that you have to put your own rumors out. See, if you don't tell people what's going on, people will try to make up stuff. And they'll make up, oh, he's self-appointed. They'll make up, oh, he thinks he's trying to live for the Lord, and he's trying to be so holy, all that kind of stuff. You have to tell people. You have to tell your own rumors. Put out their own rumors that they are thanking God 1,000 times. These people on the First Fruit, God is bountifully blessing them. And God is using them to lead people into fasting, into prayer. Put out the rumor that we made about 39 young people ambassadors and gave them all, I got still a couple more to go, but we made them all, gave them all $50. I mean, these things that most folk ain't doing. Put out our rumors about public relations ambassadors. Put the rumor out about how God is helping Fresh Fruit, how we grew from 4 people. Now we at 1.9 billion listeners. So put it out. You know, because if we don't, people like to put out things. Oh, they shot somebody last week. You know how, you know, you're one of the biggest things that's going right now is how on that television set how they killed that lady and shot the other man. Now, that's going everywhere. Because people like to put out negative stuff. I'm appointing all y'all what we call public relations ambassadors to help us get it out. Get it out on Facebook. Get it out by way of mouth. Get it out by just other conversations in your neighborhood, in your state. Get it out for us. Amen. Because if you don't get it out there, fool around and make up something, you know, they think they're so much and all that kind of stuff. No. We don't think we so much. We as humble as we know how. Yeah, this is a humble ministry. Seeking the Lord on everything. Trying our best to just humble ourselves as much as possible. So put the rumors out about what God is doing through First Fruits. Put it out that people have been healed of cancer. People have been healed of strokes. People have been healed of high blood, low blood, COPD. And I could just keep on naming. I think the list is about 80 now, 85 or 90 different things that God has healed, different miracles that have happened on First Fruits. Amen. That we are seeking God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And God is adding so many miracles. Amen. Public relations ambassadors, put it out for us. What God is doing through First Fruits. Amen. And we do believe that, I said it because I don't want nobody to grab it from us before the Lord blesses us. We're going to have what we call a millionaire club. Amen. Putting it out that it's coming from First Fruits, a millionaire club. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in the Word. Yeah. The wealth of the wicked is what laid up for the just. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Mm-hmm. We've had a great day. Come on, Dr. Cullins. We're reading. Put it out that this ministry started in Genesis 1 and 1, reading the Bible all the way through, and now we're all the way up through Mark. Come on, Luke, I'm sorry. Come on, Dr. Cullins, tell us what we're reading today.
Yes, sir. We read it in the book of Luke, chapters 17 and 18. It's your reading assignment for today.
Amen. Put that out. And put it out that we had a 3-day fast. Put that out. Amen. And we broke bread together with soup on the last day. And, we had a word of prayer before we broke bread 30 minutes before, and how the anointing just took over everywhere, and the line has been so anointed. Amen. Put it out that they had a 3-day fast. And then put it out that they had all night shut in. And the people need to be a part of the all-night shut-in because it brings more closeness to God and everything else. That we celebrated Jesus. Put all that, those things out on us. Come on, Dr. Benita Fries and who put that together.
Amen.
I don't know. It's us. She going to be, go ahead and announce that we're going to have another shut-in in the month of November. Come on. Are you there? We're going to announce that we'll have another show shut-in the last Wednesday in November. Amen. Y'all can put that down. And she'll be working on that the last Wednesday in November. Amen. All night shut-in. That's when we have it again. So I want to put out some good things. Amen. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, sir, but always in November, we always take it up a week before because the last week in November is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And every year we do it like the third Wednesday. And yes, because the 24th is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and you always spare us women because we cook, you
they
know.
They be cooking.
Yeah,
amen.
But,
they
you
be
know,
cooking.
We've been while, so I have a calendar before me, so I'm on target. Wisdom will let you know, Paula, what you know. Amen.
All right.
And I'm a helper to you. Amen.
Thank you. You are a helper. Thank you. So we'll do that the last, well, we're going to do it, what's the third Wednesday then? But
it
Dr.
Will be
Friesen,
the yes, yes.
Dr. Benita Friesen will correct all that when she comes. That's her job. She'll give us the time
all
of
right.
her hand, the all night shut in. And
here.
Thank God. Come on, Dr. Teresa Steeles, are you there? Give us all about Wednesday and Sunday, okay?
Yes, I'm here. It might be a little noisy. I am sadly, but I'd like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to post in this amazing church in the Rapture. Our very own chief ambassador is the presiding pastor. There are 2 ways that you can do so. Every Wednesday morning at 7 p.m. Sorry, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. Every Sunday morning at 3 a.m. Central Standard Time for church service. And if you're in a Kansas City area, you can fellowship with them in person. They will welcome you with open arms. They will pray with you over you. I promise you will have an amazing time with amazing grace. Back into your hands, Chief.
All right. If you're in the Kansas City area and you're going to use your GPS, we're at 2955 Cisna. Cisna spelled C-I-S-S-N-A. That's in Kansas City, Kansas. Now, there's a difference in Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas City, Kansas. And then you'll find Amazing Grace International at 2955 Cisna, C-I-S-S-N-A. God bless all of you. We've had a great day.
Chief.
Yes.
The children's youth prayer line is tonight.
All right. Announce it. Amen.
Dr. Brown?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I'm here. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Gildersleeve. Thank you, everyone, tonight, 7 o'clock p.m., First Fruit Youth Prayer Line. Back in your hand, Chief.
Amen. It's going to be tonight. Amen. All the night. They did a good job on the all-night shut-in. Thank God for them. Thank you for that observation. Amen. Let's join them tonight at 7 o'clock. For the youth prayer line. They have something planned for us. Wasn't trying to overlook you. Amen. You got to remember, I've been up all night long.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And I'm not as sharp as I normally be. And then y'all got to remember, I'm not 25 any longer. I'm a little bit older. Amen. God bless all of y'all.
Stop. I thank you, sharp chief. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Kenneth said I'm just as strong now as I was when I was 40.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Leave it where they may think you see now. They say, well, you've already told us he's not as sharp, so I'm going to push this over.
You ain't sharp. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen. You know, wisdom tells me that it's time for me to get some rest. Amen.
It is.
Amen. It's time for y'all to go to bed. Y'all been up all night long. And we had a three-day fast before that. And thank God we had soup together on yesterday.
Amen.
But now it's time for us to get some rest. All right. Just repeat after me. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent, one from another.
May God bless you and your family real good. In the name of Jesus, I ask it. Thank God.
In the name of Jesus, I ask it.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank God.
God bless you. We concluded our three-day fast on yesterday, so now you can get you some breakfast. Amen. That's my favorite meal. Amen. I just want to tell, going back to Betty, all right, somebody's just pitching me. I'm going to let you go in just a minute. You can run outside screaming and hollering and doing everything you want to holler and do. Just hold on. Give me another 30 seconds.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is so good. So
you can do it. But Dr. Betty, on yesterday, she fixed some delicious soup. And then on top of that, this woman can make rolls. Make rolls. She can make rolls like you really have never tasted. And she made rolls yesterday for the chief ambassador. I had my soup, I had some rolls. I must repent unto the Lord because I ate too many of those rolls. Thank you, Lord. Please forgive me. In Jesus' name, please forgive me. Amen. But thank God for it. God's been good to us, and I'm dismissing y'all. Get you some rest. Amen. Dr. Hagen, amen. You've been so kind. I know today was your day. And we'll be back on track for next Thursday. God bless you. Y'all have a good day. And remember the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. God bless you. I'm out. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Oh, my goodness, yes, my dear friends, we are right here. Our next program will be coming up at the 8:30 a.m. hour. We are just so glad to have all of you with us. And the Queen of Sheba, we are looking forward to having her today. Amen. At the 8:30 hour. So call your friends, call your neighbor, have them to call in and to be blessed. All right, in the meantime, we're going to go back down memory lane, and we're going to remember and have a few blast from the past and remember some good old time gospel and artists that have blessed us down through the years. Yes, get a cup of coffee or some tea and come and relax with us as we travel back down memory lane. Thank you, and this is MTA. MTA right here on BTI. God bless you.
Do that. Thank you. Yes, my dear friend, you're listening to us right here on NPA,
the new Prayer Army Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, NBA, you're listening, Chris. You can call into the studio if you so desire. You request prayer. Hallelujah. You can call straight into the studio live. Hallelujah. And someone will be able to assist you. If you have a prayer need, if you have a situation, you can place a prayer request. If you need someone that will talk with you or listen to you, maybe you're going through, maybe you have a situation that's troubling, you can call them to the station. Operators are standing by right now to receive your call. The number to call in is 516-666-9491. 516-666-9491. Call now. Prayer warriors are standing by to pray with you, as well as divine destiny helpers standing by. Amen. To listen to your situation. Call now if you have a prayer request or if you stand of need. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'll tell you, the Lord will help you. The number to call, 9. The number to call, get a pen and paper, 516-666-9491. Call now. The station is open and to you.
I'm Bye.
Oh, yes, my dear friends, and for you, we are praying. We are praying for all of the bereaved this morning. We are praying for you, my dear friends, for each and every one of you. Oh, yes, coming up at the 8:30 hour, we will be favored once again with That's Right, Queen Talk. Ah, yes. So call us in or call later. Tell them to tune into the station. 8:30 this morning. That's right. NPA on your dial. We will be looking forward to hearing Queen Talk. All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. For right now, we're just going to take a moment of silence and remember all of those who lost loved ones due to the COVID season or the variant season. If you've lost loved ones throughout from disaster, hurricanes, or whatever, whatever tragedy, let's take about 2 minutes of silence as we, that's right, say a silent prayer for the survivors and as we also remember the memory of those who've gone on. All right? God bless you. Come take just a moment and we'll be right back. Thank you so much. Oh, yes, we're praying for you, my dear friend. I'm praying for you. Praying for you, dear friend. Hasn't been easy, but you're going to make it. We are praying for you. We are praying for you. Yes. We're praying for you. We just want you to know that we are praying for you. Amen. Amen. We just want you to know that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. Oh, yes, my dear friend, we are praying just for you. Oh, yes, you're listening, NPA,
Prophecy Prayer Radio right here on BTR. Yes? So why not call a friend, call a neighbor, and enjoy with us. Yes, coming up at the 8:30 hour, 8:30 a.m., we're looking forward to having a queen talk. That's right. Yes, that's right. Queen Sheba herself, Angie Abdu. So tell all your friends to have them call in to the station. It will be live coming up at the 8:30 a.m. hour. Yes, my. And as the choir was singing, we are praying for you. And it is a wonderful thing to know that somebody is praying just for you. Oh, bless his wonderful, magnificent, and glorious name. Or yes, you can call straight into the station. That number is 516-666-9491. The number to call, once again, 516-9491. That's right, and we're here live on air waiting to hear from you. And also remember at the 8:30 hour, we will hear the Queen of Sheba herself. Oh, bless his wonderful name. And right now, glory be to God. Just know that we are praying for you. Oh, yes, my dear friend. We are praying. It's in a word, and within that word, it was just so powerful. It blessed my soul as I was looking upon that great word. And the word that blessed me, even on today, was what the Lord had said he would do for each of us. I believe it's scheduled in the book of Psalms, where he says, I will preserve thee forevermore. And what a wonderful and powerful thing, knowing that no matter what, God will preserve. And the word preserve, what does it mean? It means that he will what? He will keep you, care of you, right? He will protect you, right? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my friend. The word preserve means what? That God will keep you. He will preserve you. He will take care of you. Oh, my God, he will conserve you. You, my God, God will look out for you. And he promised in his word, he said, look, I will preserve you from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh, my good God. So, yes, hallelujah. Keep on looking to him because he is the one that's going to do the preserving. And we have a promise of long time preservation. He will preserve you. He will not only preserve your emotions and your spirit, but he will also, and he does a marvelous, excellent job in doing it, he will also preserve your body. Isn't that amazing? Glory be to God. He said, I will preserve. And this makes you so very, very happy. Oh, my God, it puts you on a high like never before. He said, and I will preserve thy soul. Ooh, another level of preservation. Oh, my. How many of you would love to have God to preserve your soul? He said, I will preserve your soul. I mean, that's strong. That's deep. From this time forth and even forevermore. Somebody ought to clap your hands and tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Because he's preserving you. He's preserving you all the way down to the core of your soul. And that's something to get mighty happy about and to give God praise. Yes, we're live right here on the New Prayer Radio. Yes, my God.
Hallelujah. NPA, give this number to a friend. Have them call in. We're live on air, live in the studio right now. Coming up at the 8:30 a.m. hour will be our Queen of Sheba, the queen herself. Give this number to a friend or to a relative. Have them a call straight into the station. We are excited about receiving each and every one of you. We are excited about the program that's coming up in just a few moments. Yes, give them this number. The number to call in straight to the radio station is 516-666-9491. The number again to call in to our live radio station is 516. All right, we're going to slow down a little bit so everybody that's writing, hallelujah, you'll be able to get it. You can key it into your, maybe your iPad, your iPhone, your computer, or however you do the calls. Glory be to God. That number is 516. Right, 5, not 9, 5, like the number right after 4. That's right, 516-9491. All right, did you get it? Glory, glory, glory be to the name of the Lord. We give God praise. We are just so excited about what the Lord is doing. He's doing some incredible, wonderful, magnificent, and glorious things. And we are on a high today. Oh, we are riding high on Jesus today because, my friend, he is the one and only. He is the answer. He is everything you need. If you are seeking for answers to your situation, to your problems, we want you to know that Jesus is the answer. That's right. The name of Jesus still works. The blood of Jesus still works. You know, my dear friend, he has a track record of always doing what he says. And you know what? He is not going to doing what he say now. He's not going to ruin his track record. My God of always keeping his word. He is a promise keeper, and he always keeps his promises. Yes, call a friend or call a neighbor. Have them. Give them this number. Even if you want to do it in a group, a chat, give everybody the number. Have them to share the number with their friends. Oh, my goodness, we have room here in the auditorium for you this morning. Yes, we have room in the station for you this morning. We made preparation for you to come. You can bring as many as you like. We got a whole lot of room. Glory be to God, and you can get in. The doors are open. My Lord, the doors, hallelujah, of the station this morning is open, and you can come on in. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. So get everybody, all your friends on Facebook, all your friends on Twitter, all of your friends on Instagram, whatever social media you are tuned into, go ahead and invite them. Send them a link, share with them, and have them to call into the station this morning. That's right, 8:30 a.m. Two more minutes, we'll be live. Amen. With Queen Sheba, Queen Sheba herself, bringing unto us Queen Talks, and we're so excited. In the meantime, just know, my dear friend, we are praying for each and every one of you. Want to send some shouts out? My good friends, yes, to each and every one of you, birthday shouts, all right, anniversary shouts, God bless you, God bless you. Yes, this is yours truly, and yes, we have been doing Hollywood, been here for some time, and we're just excited. Every day is a fresh new day, and oh, my goodness, God is my God on the throne, and he's doing some incredible things. Oh, my goodness, just got a few more minutes, hallelujah, and we're just going to bring the Queen of Sheba on. Give them this number. Call in 516-666-9491. Oh, my goodness. And we are live on air all over the world. And we are excited about our Queen Talk. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Let's check and see. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, good morning, Queen of Sheba. Hallelujah. Everybody give God praise. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it is such a blessing to hear your voice, Queen of Sheba, to know you're live on air. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, what a blessing. What a blessing. We just love you so much, and we thank God for you being here. We thank him for your life, health, and strength. We thank God that we were not hindered on this morning, and we are so glad to have you, and welcome to the station, and allow God to just stay and use you however he sees fit. And we've got some great time. If you care to take some extra moments from the time when we were delayed, you can just carry us right on up to the 9:55 hour. We do that until 9. We borrowed some extra time. Hallelujah. To make up for lost time, but you allow God to use you, okay? This platform
Amen.
Is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Lady Higgins. God bless you. Amen to you that is listening. God bless you all. Welcome to Queen Hood Show, a radio show where we will be rebuilding our sisters' confidence, strength, and power, and help them retrieve their original identity that was given by God. Amen. The devil is doing all his best to confuse our sisters, to confuse our daughters, but we thank God for his love. Amen. Because his love has the power to bring us back to our original plan. So we thank God today, amen, and we pray that God will have his way. Not my way, not Lady Higgins' way, not your way, but God's way, because God's ways is always the best, and his time is the best time. Amen, amen, amen. This is your sister, Angie Adu, the Queen of Sheba. Father God, have your way. Talk to us today. Amen. Use your daughter. Use the vessel that I am to empower someone, a brother, a sister. Father God, someone on this line, Father God, is thirsty. Someone came lost, confused, and sick. Father God, but you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. So, Father, you and you have your way, Father God. And, Father, just take full control. Allow yourself, Father God, to talk to someone today, amen, and may your name be glorified, may your name be elevated, exalted in the name of Jesus. So, family, guess what? I have a little testimony, but the testimony will teach us a lesson, amen, that we all need to know, we all need to learn. Most morning when I wake up, you know, I always ask God, Father, what is my assignment? What do you have for me today? Who do I have to talk to today? Prepare me. And, you know, we think that, you know, we'd be maybe a simple brother or a sister. You know, when you go out, you may encounter someone and you may start talking about God or whatever. You know, sometimes we portray the way things will go during the day. So here I am walking, you know, I went to a store, and on my way, I saw a young man sitting on the floor, and I thought the young man was homeless. So I turned around, I said, so what's going on with you? Because sometimes I talk to people like that. And he said, no, I'm just sitting. I said, why are you here? What happened to you? He said, no, my mother got the key of the house, so I'm just sitting here. And he put a music on the side, and, you know, he was just listening. And I think maybe he was reading a book or something. So I said, okay, so you okay? He said, yes. And I was leaving, and I turned around. I said, I said, okay, tell me something. And he was a young man, so I kind of spoke like a young man. I said, so what's up with Jesus? Is Jesus in your life? I went straight. And he said, yes, 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 I do have Jesus. I'm Christian. I believe in God. And but the only thing I don't agree with is why people are praying against witches. They shouldn't pray against witches because witches, you know, they're good people. You know, people are killing
other people out there, why they don't pray against the people who are killing others, you know, but why they pray against witches. I said, okay, Father, so this is my assignment today? Wow. I said, you say they pray against witches and you say you upset? Are you upset because they pray against witches? He said, yes. I said, why are you upset? He said, because witches are good. Witchcraft is not bad. And I looked straight in his eyes. And I said, blood of Jesus, cover me. I said, so are you telling me that you are a witch? He looked at him. I kept my eye contact. And he said, yes. I said, okay. So you are a witch. He said, yes, I am a witch. And I have the power to do things. And God gave me that power. And I don't know why Christians pray against witches. I said, that young man may receive some fire, you know, while he was maybe trying to do some stuff. I said, okay, that's an interesting topic. So I asked him, I said, where did you get your witchcraft power from? The young man said, I went to Barnes and Noble, and I found a book over there. And I read the book, and, you know, from there, I learned how to do witchcraft. I said, so this is how you got your power. He said, yes, and it does work. I said, so what did you do? He said, my mother wasn't feeling well, you know, and I did some incantation, and right there, you know, she received a healing. And one time, me and my mother, we were in the car, and the traffic was so intense. I did some incantation, and cars started moving left to the right. And my mother, you know, had a way, you know, to reach a destination on time. I said, okay. He said, so you see, God gave me that power. This is not bad. God gave me that power. I said, all right. People of God, I didn't know right away what to do. I said, Father, please talk to me. Give me a way to talk today. I said, wow, I wasn't expecting that, you know. But again, you and I, we better be ready. We better know the word of God. We better walk in spirit because we don't know what we will encounter. So I look at that young man and I say, I am a believer. I believe in Christ Jesus. And I do not support witchcraft. I say, why? Because this is not something that God wants us to practice. And I will tell you something. He said, go ahead, tell me. He was very intelligent young man. And when I was looking in his eyes, I'm telling you, I can see demons. That young man was totally possessed. And I felt sorry for him, you know. I had compassion for him. So I say that you see, God gave you that power. I say there is a power. There is the power that is from God, that is above the power that you have right here. I say the power that you have is not conducted, directed by God. The power that you say you have, you know, to do whatever you think you're doing is directed, controlled by the kingdom of darkness, by Satan. It's how, I say, let me tell you something. I say, Satan is angel of darkness, you know, angel of the light that is doing all his best to imitate God, counterfeit. And he is the one that talks to your ears, direct you to go to Barnes and Noble and look for power. This is not from God. I said, why you didn't go to the word of God and ask God to, you know, to open your eyes, ask God to show you certain things, ask God for understanding why you went to Barnes and Noble? Did the book that you was reading was telling you that Jesus said, Jesus that? He said, no. I said, now, let me share something with you. I said, you went to the wrong place. When you look at the story of Moses, when Moses went before Pharaoh, Moses threw threw a stick, and the stick became what? A snake. He said, yes. I said, guess what? You have a magician over there. Pharaoh's magician threw the stick to. When Moses did it, nobody was impressed. Was impressed. Pharaoh wasn't impressed. The magician, you know, none of them were impressed. They threw the stick too. They threw the stick too. And the stick became a snake just like Moses' snake. But the difference is that the snake of Moses swallowed all those little snakes. Swallowed all the snakes of the magician. This is where I want you to see the difference. You think you have a power. You may have a power, but that power is lower than, you know, lowercase p. The power of God is above all powers. And let me tell you something. This is not from God. Moses' snake swallowed all the snake just to show you that, you know, there is a counterfeit. There is an imitation. There is a camouflage. If you don't pay attention, you will go to the wrong way thinking that God is really leading you, but you are under the devil influence. And that's exactly what's going on in your life. Then he was looking at me. I said, now, do you see that you went to the wrong place? You should go to the Bible. You should go to the Word of God. You say you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The only way to know God is through the meditation of His Word and allow the Holy Spirit to open your eyes. Allow the Holy Spirit to open, you know, to reveal to you the truth. You went to the wrong place. The devil is after you. I bet you have something, you have a calling in your life. And he started so earlier, you know, he tried to bring confusion in your life. The devil is keeping you in captivity, so you will not fulfill your divine, you know, purpose. That's your confusion right there. When you do your thing, do you say in the name of Jesus? He said, no. I say, you've been doing incantation, son. I say, young man, what's your name? He said, Joshua. He said, and then look at your name, Joshua. You know what Joshua means? Yeshua? Do you even know who you are? I was talking to him. I'm telling you, I was very confident because I know where I get my confidence from God. So I wasn't afraid. Amen. The Bible says, of whom shall I be afraid, you know? Of whom the Lord is the strength of my life. So I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid at all. I said, now tell me, do you understand now what happened in your life? He said, yes. I said, did you go to the right place or the wrong place? He said, the wrong place. I said, are you ready to repent? Are you ready to repent today? He said, yes. I said, do you see now what the devil was doing in your life? I said, those incantations is not from God. This power that you are using is totally controlled by Satan. It is destroying you slowly. Before you know, you will be someone else. You won't even know who you are. So I said, repeat after me. And instead of repeating, I heard him saying something, he murmured something. I say, I want you to pray loud. He didn't do it. So he was whispering something in my heart. I said, the devil is a liar. This young man maybe is doing incantation against me. Well, when I heard him, I said, start repenting. And then when I heard him whispering something, I don't know if he was really repenting or praying, I went on prayer. I said, Holy Ghost, fire, 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 the blood of Jesus, Father God. I was praying loud now. Loud, I'm telling, outside. People were passing back and forth. I wasn't afraid. I wasn't ashamed. I said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I present to you this young man, Joshua. Father, he was confused. He went to the wrong place. I pray, Father, that you will have compassion. You will exercise your mercy upon his life. You will deliver him. You will open his eyes, and you will bring him to a place, Father, where he will know you so he can do your work, so he can testify, so he can impact the young generation Father God, have your way in this young man. Like, I was praying, and he stopped doing what he was doing. He started looking at me. He got the eye contact. I say in my heart, I say, boy, you you can keep looking at me. I'm going to keep praying. I was praying. And then when he stopped, I said, repeat after me. And I said, Jesus, he said, Jesus, Father, he said, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm coming before you. Forgive me. You know, we did the repentance prayer. He repeated, amen. And after that, I say, what did I say after that? I want you to find, I want you to pray and ask God to direct you, you know, in finding a right church, the right place for you to go and pray and have an encounter with God, have an intimate relationship with God. You know, I look at him, I smile at him, and I say, you are a powerful man of God. Amen. Don't you allow the spirit, the evil spirit, the enemy to destroy you. And I say, God bless you. And I left. I left. I gave him my blessing, and I left. And then when I came home, I was reading the psalm that say, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I read that verse over and over, and I say, thank you, Father, because that morning, indeed, the Lord was my light, and he's still my light. Amen. And he's still my salvation. If the Lord is my light, I cannot walk in a place where there is no light and not be able to see. Because the Lord that is my light will allow me to see, even if everything is dark. Because of the Lord, I will be able to see. I will be able to see the path, the way, where to put my feet, you know, how, where, if I have to go to the right, the Lord will light up that way, and he will give me the direction. So I will not be afraid. Amen. And he is my salvation. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what happened, no matter what the devil was planning that day, amen, Jesus was right there with me. He didn't allow the enemy to have his way. Amen. And then when I read right here, whom shall I fear? That young man, when he look at me, I will not lie to you. That was kind of scary, but I wasn't even afraid. Because the Lord is my confidence. So what I'm trying to tell you is when God is asking us to go out there and evangelize and speak the word and share the great gospel, you, my sister, you, my brother, you better be ready. Because you don't know who you will meet. You don't know who you will see. You don't know who will come to you and ask you a question. Amen. If you are not confident in the Lord, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know how to exercise the authority and the power that God has given you, that will be embarrassing. It will be embarrassing. So I thank God for that day. I have learned something. And when I came home, I said, I have to stay in the Word. I need to be prepared because I can have another encounter with an Eastern star, a Freemason, a magician, a witch. I don't know, but I just have to be ready. We have to be ready for the unexpected. Amen. So this morning, I just want to encourage each one of you to continue to do the Word of God, to continue to read the Word, to meditate the Word, and to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Amen. Again, for my sister, I will always say, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows very well. This is for you, my sister, you that is lost, you that is confused, you that have a low self-esteem about who you are, you that still don't know who you are confused by your identity. I'm telling you today, amen, that you are beautiful. You are fearfully created, amen. You are a queen, amen. And to all of you, again, I say thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. Amen. I pray that you will be encouraged. I pray that you will go in the book, amen, and read and meditate and remember the Great Commission. We have to be out there speaking, amen, to our brothers and sisters, winning souls, amen. So God bless you. Amen. I will be back next Thursday at 8:30, and this is the number, 516-666-9491. Feel free to give us any donation that God has put in your heart to give. Amen. The Cash App is $, all letters are in capitals, T as Thomas, B as Boy, L as Laura, N as Nancy, N as Nicole. T as Thomas, B as a Boy, L as Laura, N as Nancy, N as Nicole. Amen. So God bless you all. I may have a sister next Thursday that might come, may come and testify about how she was abused, how she was raped, how she was mistreated. Amen. I may have a sister next week to testify. Amen. So hopefully you will come and listen. And I just want you to be empower, and impact other people out there. So God bless you. This is your sister, Sister Angie Adu, the Queen of Sheba. God bless you all. Amen. To you, Lady Hagen. Back to you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Queen of Sheba. Oh, my goodness. Wow. We certainly endured the broadcast this morning. And we're just going to open up and get some live feeds. Oh, my God. Tell us where you are calling in from. Amen. And express yourself. Give some amen. The line is open. I know you've had some guests on, Queen. If mm-hmm. you're here,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Who do we have that have come, amen, as a guest this morning to listen in and to encourage? You may encourage the Queen of Sheba now, if you like.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Sister Lawrence, and
hello.
I'm here this morning because of my mom. She's not my biological mom, but she's like my mom. Her name is Sister Adu. She's the one who invited me this morning.
Awesome.
Amen.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my spiritual daughter. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, welcome, spiritual daughter. We are so glad to have you. Oh, my. And tell all your friends, my Lord.
Amen.
And even if you got some enemies, and give them this number. And invite them to come too, so they can be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, we
Amen.
Love you. Thank you.
Amen.
Back to you,
Amen.
Sweet people.
Thank you, Lolo. Thank you. Thank you so much for responding. Amen. Invite qui tu veux. I'm gonna go in French a little bit, Lady Hagen. Laurence,
yes,
tu peux inviter qui tu veux. Yeah, tu peux donner le numéro à qui tu veux. Voilà, 8h30, je fais un petit truc pour 15 minutes. On va partager des témoignages, même sur la sorcellerie, sur les envoûtements et tout. On veut vraiment avoir une influence. Pas une influence, mais on veut que les gens apprennent, surtout les gens d'ici. Donc, sois beaucoup encouragé. Que Dieu te bénisse. Merci beaucoup d'avoir écouté. Et on fait ça tous les jeudis. Donc, tous les jeudis, je vais te rappeler. OK?
D'accord, merci.
Y a pas de quoi. Thank you, Lady Hagen. Anyone else would like to say something? The line is open. Anyone else? Some of them might be on mute because they're working. So it's all right. It's all good, Lady Hagen.
Yes, it is. It's all good. Oh, thank you so very, very much. And we can hardly wait for next Thursday. Amen. It's 8:30 a.m. hour. And until then, may God bless and keep each of you. Oh, my goodness. Yes, and the number again is 516-491. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to let you have the last word, Queen of Sheba, and then we'll be
Amen.
Out until our next broadcast. Thank you so much. We love you all.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. We thank God for you. I just want to read something quick for you. Amen. For today, amen, this Thursday, you will receive the special grace to level both spiritual and man-made mountains on your way to victory. Breakthrough, success, and laughter in the name of Jesus. You will be the head of the table wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Great grace of God shall be available to you in all your steps in the name of Jesus. The voice of grace will speak on your behalf in danger and deliver you and yours in the name of Jesus. Good morning to all of you. Remain richly blessed. And have a blessed day. Father God, I thank you for my people. I thank you for my family. I thank you for Lady Hagen. I thank you, Father God, for this platform. Father God, that you are allowing us to use, Father, to impact the world, to impact families, to impact communities, the society, the nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father God. Thank you for the floodgate of heaven that you are opening, Father God, so we can receive from you, Father God, all sort of blessing, all sort of support, Father God, but mainly knowledge, mainly understanding, mainly wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for that one sister, for that one brother, or maybe more than one, Father God, those who have received your word today, those who have been empowered, Father God. I thank you for allowing them to go out there and invite more people. Thank you, Father God, for how you are touching your people, how you are touching your daughters, how you are, Father God, lifting up, Father God, those who are confused and lost, Father God, those who are so discouraged, Father God. I give you praise, hallelujah, for covering them with your love. Thank you for covering them, Father God, with your sheet of love. Thank you, Father God, for breathing fresh air in their life, Father God, and for allowing whatever is dry to come back to life, whatever is dead to come back to life, whatever is confused to come back, Father God, to the right path. So, Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father God. Cover this line. Cover, Father God, the people of you that are listening, Father God, and bless Lady Hagen, Father God. Strengthen, Father God, and give her more and more all the things that she does need to keep moving forward in a ministry, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, and amen. God bless you all. This is the Queen of Sheba, a queen who talk. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lady Hagen. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too. Oh, my.